Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Digital trends show up every day in business decisions and actions. West Monroe is the number one strategic partner translating technology into financial value for companies. The This Is Digital podcast applies West Monroe's two decades of secrets and best practices to your business's benefit. Favorite past topics from the last three seasons include how AI and the next generation of employees are shaping the workplace, becoming a product company, Highmark's journey, and what does it mean to put the customer first? Learn more at westmonroe.com.
And when I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
But we're on to Cincinnati.
It's my team. It's my quarterback.
They are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
Hello? You play to win the game.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
And on the way up, we're going to buy the kneecap off.
You kidding me? Playoffs?
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
How could he not be romantic about football, man?
Hello, beautiful people. I am alive. I am alive, and better yet, I am well. Post-Vegas, guys, I survived. I don't know how I did it. I had a collection of water bottles. When I checked out, I counted 8, and each of them were $22. Oh, I just spat. Worth it, though. I was hydrated when I left. I felt good when I left. Vegas was so much fun. I'm going to get into the draft experience, but first, I feel like this benched family has not been together at the same table for a while. Give it up for Mohan, 15 minutes late today, making his own dreams come true. I'm just kidding. What happened? You got
slow and steady, slow and steady.
You're still trying to figure out this building, which is,
yeah,
we all are. Graver joins us. He was in Vegas, but you made it back alive too, my friend. Did you enjoy your time in Vegas?
Not really.
Yeah, no, me neither. Wow.
I mean, the draft was fun. All the NFL stuff we did was fun.
Yes.
Being in Vegas, unable to participate in any Vegas anything is...
Could not participate in any Vegas anything. If we wanted to get sawed in half, No. Go to a casino, no.
I also got food poisoning my last day there.
Oh, did you really? What'd you
eat? And I was like in bed all weekend.
I had
fish from a buffet.
Ooh. Oh, God.
And regretted it a lot.
Red flag.
Yeah, I should have thought through that.
Buffet, one. Red flag.
I mean,
I'm not going to a buffet in
Bellagio
Vegas.
Buffet is supposed to be amazing.
I know it's a popular thing, but it's like...
I don't know.
People are getting
there
like...
Did you guys do the IVs?
Bad choice.
Oh, Graver, we forgot to do the IVs. I
could have
definitely used one day while I was there.
Could have had one IV instead of 822.
I actually was surprised myself. I really behaved myself while I was there. Most nights I was in bed by like 10 o'clock because we had stuff to... We're business people when we were there. But it was a good time. I have an apology to make. I don't know if you guys saw, but I went a little viral. I wasn't a part of the live show on day one or day two, but they wanted me to be a part of the live show on day three because it slows down a little bit. There's a lot of picks that they got to get in. It's like 8 hours that we're on air or something crazy. So they're like, why doesn't Rachel join our live show and we'll make it fun and we'll have her kind of like walk around the draft hall and it will be great. There was a couple that got married, which I'll talk about in a second. But I thought it might be funny the first time that I was on air to do a little bit, because your girls just got to do a bit. And right before I went out, I was like, does anybody have a $5 bill? And somebody passed me a $5 bill. I Venmo'd them. Okay, I paid them back. And I found like the wildest looking fan, which just so happened to be like the first person that I saw. His name was Jamie. He was an Eagles fan. He was dressed to the nines on day three, which I think was really awesome that he was still just like going for it. Not sure if he had slept. Not sure if he showered. I'm not one to judge, but he was doing his own thing. And so I bring him in front of the camera. I explain what I am going to do. I tell him, I give him his script. I say, I'm going to hand you a $5 bill. We'll laugh about it. It'll be great. We go live. It's a fun moment. I am clearly handing him the $5 bill. People think it's funny. I thought it was funny. And then this thing went exploded because people just thought he was trying to shoot his shot at me live on television. Guys, I handed him a $5 bill that you can clearly see on live national television. It went viral. This poor guy has just been taking shots all week because they think he was trying to pick me up when I literally... It's so pathetic to even say this, but I was like, can you pretend that you know who I am and I'll give you a $5 bill? Can you do that for me? That's how it went down. So I apologize to Jamie, the Eagles fan. I think he did a phenomenal job.
He sold it so well
in the movie of my life.
He sold it so well, everyone thought it was real.
I think so. I think that that's what's happened.
You really committed.
But anyways, I had so much fun at the draft. Somebody got married on stage. A couple got married, got engaged at the draft. Which I'm usually very against. I don't like hockey game proposals. I don't like Jumbotron kissing. I don't like any of it. I don't like love. I'll be honest with you. But they got engaged at the draft in Cleveland. And then they somehow, maybe somebody asked them if they wanted to get married in Vegas on the stage. I cried. I legitimately cried real tears. She was beautiful. Her name was Brianna. She got this actual wedding dress. It was so fun. They did the whole wedding on stage. I was against the fact that they didn't get married by Elvis, though. It was just some stock guy who had been ordained. I would have absolutely gotten ordained. If you guys could choose one live event to get married at, what would it be? I remember somebody got engaged at the Oscars a couple years ago. That was really bad. He was getting played off. I think I would like to get married at the Met.
Ooh.
Just because, you know, it's top of mind. Everyone's we saw OBJ up. There last yeah. night. His Everyone's outfit was not up. Good. I did not like OBJ's outfit. Everyone's dressed to the nines. It's like the ultimate. You could have a wedding dress that goes, you know, all the way down the stairs. Is there a place that you would want to get married? Live event, Graver?
I don't know, because like the whole wedding aspect of like having a party with your closest friends and family seems...
Who would you want to party with the most then, I guess? A Tennessee Titans Super Bowl parade? Would you get married there?
Yeah.
That was a layup.
Vrabel's, you know, going to be the one that marries you?
I guess.
Beer in hand?
Maybe at the Super Bowl itself. I don't know. I would rather have a real normal wedding.
Cavs halftime show?
No, I think like Comic-Con would be cool. If I had to pick. Okay. Because think about how passionate those people are that go to those things.
What, you and think they're going to be passionate about somebody that's dressed up in Spider-Man onesie
it's like
getting married?
I've worked a couple in my old job.
What do you mean you worked a couple of them? In what capacity?
I was like a handler.
Of who?
Of some...
Oh, when you were an agent's assistant?
Yeah.
Okay, we need to hear this story. Who did you run into?
Stanley Tucci was one of the guys, and we were in Philadelphia, and... like people come up and they pay money for like an autograph and they pay money to take a picture with mm-hmm. him. And a lot of the fans like bring him things like drawings that they've worked on. Wow. One lady like baked one cookie and put it in tin
sketch.
Foil.
Sketch.
It was a lot of sketch.
Put it in tin foil?
Yeah, and then like sketch. Handed it to him. But that's a little weird, some may say, but the passion...
Okay,
there.
I kind of love this choice.
So if you get married there, it's like one big community and everyone's like in it.
It's kind of like...
I love this.
It's like the NFL draft of comic book
yeah,
world.
Yeah, that's their community. Yeah, they love football so much. That's where they wanted to get married. I have to ask you, who would you dress up as for your wedding? Because if you're going to Comic-Con and having your wedding, you have to dress up like somebody.
Alfred.
Alfred?
Call back to our first episode.
You were going
to
say Alf.
Probably Wolverine, since I have the whole costume.
True story, ladies and gentlemen. I like to throw a Halloween party every single year. Graver, you'll be invited this year. It's a lot of fun. Mohan showed up in a Wolverine onesie that he already owned because he likes to sleep in it with your jammies. And then he made these tinfoil, cut out cardboard and then wrapped them in tinfoil claws that he just had to walk around with all night. Yeah. And like held his drink.
And it was full commit.
Yeah. You met a lot of ladies that night, didn't you?
Maybe they can come to Comic-Con next
week. Okay, I actually really like that choice. Comic-Con wedding. That sounds cute. But anyway, so they got married. Apologies to the Eagles fan. Vegas was really cool. There was one point where we were walking down the hallway. Griver, were you with us at this point where they shut it down? And I was like, oh my God, like Obama's about to walk through here. All of these security guards made us stand up against the wall. And then all of these first round, like the top picks, Sauce was there. All of these like really exciting guys walked through and we got to see their outfits before anybody else did. So I saw Sauce's chain and it made me really emotional. Like they were with all their girlfriends and their moms and family. And it was a really beautiful thing.
It was cool just to see them all piling through the tunnel together. Like,
yeah,
here they all are.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun. Yeah,
about to change their lives. And we're all like, you guys want to go smash a pina colada by the pool? I'm kidding. We didn't do that. We were behaved. Okay. Yeah. So, guys, it is May. I cannot believe we are in May. But there's a couple of things that I want to talk about before we get into the rest of this show. First off, it is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. We got to give a shout out to our boy Mo. Happy Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month Mohan. We love you.
Thank you.
We appreciate you. You're one of my best buds, and I'm so glad that you're doing this show with us.
And now, hopefully you can appreciate me every month and not just me.
Uh-huh.
So.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. It's a start.
No, I'm just kidding. I always appreciate you. Also, another thing that I wanted to bring up, it is Mental Health Awareness Month. I think it is so huge to be able to talk about our mental health. It is on my mind right now, especially with what is going on in the world, especially going into an off season where, you know, we don't have... It's kind of silly to say, but it really isn't. Sports is so important for so many people in so many different ways. Like, sports brings so much joy to us. We have something to watch every single week. We have something to root for. It brings us joy. It brings us all kinds of emotions. But, you know, we're going into our off season, and I just want to say that it's okay to not be okay. I know it is a cliche thing to say and you hear it all the time, but it really is. I have obsessive compulsive disorder. I struggle with anxiety and depression. Who friggin' doesn't these days? I've been on medication. I've been in therapy since I was young. All of the things. I've tried all of the things to work on myself. I got a dog. I go for walks. I exercise. Some days I don't. Some days I sleep. Some days I'm sad. I'm all of the things. So I just wanted to let you guys know that it's all okay and everything's going to be okay. And you are loved by so many people in your lives, and you are loved, and Graver, you are loved, and I feel loved. And, you know, I think it's really important to speak out about mental health, especially this month, because a lot of people think that they're going through these things alone, and they absolutely are not. And I definitely want mental health to be something that we always are open to talking about on this show. And I so admire NFL players that come out and are honest about the way that they're feeling, and just any athlete, because so many people look up to these people, including myself. So take care of your brains. Take care of your brains. Treat it like any other part of your body. If it's not feeling well, go and see somebody and talk to somebody about it. And we're here for you. And you know what? You know what? I just came up with something. I'm going to keep my DMs open all month long for Mental Health Awareness Month. And if there is somebody that you want to reach out to or just tell what's going on in your life, my DMs will be open for the rest of the month. And then I'm going to keep on opening them because I never learn my lesson with the weird stories. But no, y'all are welcome to hit me up anytime. And I hope that you guys are feeling okay right now. Okay. First, before we go to break, there's one other thing that we need to talk about, because there's actually some trouble on this podcast. I just said we all love each other. That's nice. That's nice and fine. But do we? Do we all love each other, Mohan? That's the question that I want to ask Justin Graver today. Graver came into today really psyched for you because you are taking over as producer of Around the NFL.
Yeah.
One of the biggest podcasts in the sports world, let alone at NFL Network. We love those guys over there. Friends of the pod. I like to consider myself a friend of their pod.
You are.
Huh.
You are.
That's interesting.
I think
that.
I have I can say that as the
it's just interesting that you would say that when actually this is what we just heard only 20 minutes ago. Roll the clip.
I renounce any and all other podcasts outside these walls.
I renounce any and all other podcasts outside these walls.
Wow. I mean, I felt like we had created a pretty good relationship that would have, you know, were you at least like crossing your fingers behind your back? Like we need some info. Did you feel immediately bad? Did you think about reaching out to Mohan and I? Because like, just feel like, I don't want to speak for you, Mo, but I'm feeling betrayed.
Well, like, I don't want to be dramatic, but I thought Justin and I and all three of us had a pretty good thing going. I know we're just starting out, you know, as a trio. I thought he got my back and I have his back. And I come in today and I realize that this happened. And I'm not sure if there's something I could have done differently or Rachel could have done differently.
No, you're absolutely perfect, Mo. You're absolutely perfect.
It's definitely not you guys. Huh. It's me.
Huh. Why are you grinning like that?
Yeah, you're laughing.
Are you crossing your fingers?
This is not funny.
I immediately laughed when I had to say this today. So as you could tell, it was like a little oath
thing. You were being sworn in.
Dan read it and then I repeated after
him. Yeah, a little dramatic.
I had no idea where he was going. And I just really didn't want to screw up my first big spot as the producer of the new show. So whatever Dan said, I just repeated, and instant regret, obviously, thinking about this podcast first and foremost, knowing full well what I had just said.
He's playing in the middle here.
But
I feel like this is an episode of like Lizzie McGuire, and Lizzie's been invited to like hang out with the popular kids, and then they like bait her to like talk about her best friends, Gordo and Miranda. And Lizzie goes for it. She's like, you know what? Those two suck. And then we were overhearing and we like, this is absolutely an episode of Lizzie McGuire that I watched.
I've never seen that, but I know what you're talking about because I'm Mean Girls. I feel like
It's giving Mean Girls
vibes.
It's giving Mean Girls.
Well, I just want to say on behalf of myself and no one else that I'm very sorry for swearing off all other podcasts.
Maybe
if I was a lesser person, I would make you do the same right now. I would make you swear off around the NFL. But you know what? And I want you to,
we don't need that validation.
We don't need that. So how about you play this for them? We don't need the validation of making you say that we're less than. We feel confident in our efforts, and around the NFL needs to really take a good look at themselves.
Yeah, like, does Dan think I'm just gonna leave without swearing an oath or something? Like, come on.
Also, I don't know, Dan, but maybe what if this was a test and he's just like values loyalty and he was checking to see if you didn't say it, you'd be like, you know what? Maybe Justin's actually a really good
Or dude. Maybe it was a test to see if you would just, you know, throw another podcast under the bus because you could easily do it to them now.
True.
Wow. How the turntables have turned. Guys, okay, we got more show to get to.
Hold on. Since everyone's apologizing to everybody, I don't want to take up too much time.
Okay.
But I feel like you guys owe me an apology about the toothpaste toothbrush thing. Just we'll make it quick. I don't know who wants to go first.
I think there must be bots out there because every human, I talk to were on Rachel and my side. And then all these random people on the internet are on your side.
Here's the problem, Graver. I didn't want to have to tell you guys this. Okay. I didn't want to have to bring this up. But my own partner, who I sleep next to every single night, does the same thing that Mohan does.
Wow.
And I've never been been present enough in the moment while we're brushing our teeth to notice such an abomination, truly. Such a waste of water. And he's like trying to make documentaries about saving the earth. And I'm like, sir, you need to take a look in the mirror.
Always Team Pete. And Sal called me a serial killer on Twitter.
It's serial killer-esque. You know what else is serial? Real quick before we go to break, you know what else is serial killer-esque? And this makes sense because you and Pete seem to be aligned on a lot of things. I go into the kitchen the other day to make breakfast, and somebody had already been tinkering in there making their own breakfast, and I'm looking for the avocado. The avocado had the top cut off of it.
My dad does this.
Psycho!
It's crazy.
Behavior!
What are you doing? I don't know.
The more that I thought about it, the more it did make sense. But I still don't like it.
What's the point of it?
I think it's to like conserve.
Yes, that is it. And I'm like,
you know how they get all brown and nasty? It's like to not do
things
that.
To put avocados in.
Yeah, Justin, we have one. No, but we have one of those. This is what he did.
If you cut the top, you just eat the top.
He even like skimmed a little bit of the seed in the middle.
Yeah, that's a weird.
That's not even that much avocado.
My dad does that, and then he wraps it in foil.
Yeah, the foil or saran wrap.
Daddy Graver and Pete. We need to have some discussions. There are just so many. There's only so many quirky things I can handle. I can't handle the toothpaste, water, toothpaste, water. And I can't handle the top of my avocado gone missing. Also, okay, we have two kitchen knives in our house. One of them mysteriously gone missing. Nobody knows what happened with it. And now I'm afraid somebody's living in our attic and has the knife.
That's dangerous.
What?
Is it in a couch? We don't know where it went. I think Pete's, love him, love you, babe, a little absent-minded sometimes. I think he might have cut open a box, put the knife somewhere. Everybody's walking on eggshells. There is a knife in our house and no one knows where it went.
That's terrifying. That's
danger.
You need to lock that up.
So if somebody happens to see a random knife lying around, please let me know. It might be mine. We will be right back after this.
I still didn't get an apology.
It's never coming.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my day.
Did you catch season 3 of This Is Digital? Season 3 of This Is Digital goes behind the scenes to reveal how digital trends show up in everyday decisions and actions, including digital lessons from the EV revolution and the chief digital officer's role in disruption and culture. Featuring guests like Ekta Chopra of Elf Beauty and Tyson Jomini of JD Power. Do you have a digital mindset? Find out by checking out the latest and greatest on season 3 of This Is Digital and learn more at westmonroe.com.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
He's the best.
So we're going to talk about the best and worst thing that I saw this week. The worst thing that I saw is the zit on my face that I'm covering up with this microphone. Pete likes to really make it obvious when I've got some sort of blemish on my face. And he's one of those, don't you guys hate like a forehead talker? You know when someone just like will not look you in your eyes?
And they look at your
forehead?
And you're
like looking at your mouth and you're like, oh no, I have something in my teeth. Like what's going on? Pete's that person. and will just look at anything that's wrong with my face. And I'm like, I can't talk to you anymore. So that's why my microphone is at an abnormally high level today.
Can't even tell, honestly.
Thank you. Yeah. It's because it's covering it. Okay. This is one of the worst things that I saw this week. I don't know what's going on, but Ryan Tannehill made a comment about Malik Willis, who got drafted to the Titans. I really like this guy.
Me too.
Really, we saw him at his pro day. He seems like he's got so much great energy. He's a really talented quarterback. He gets drafted to the Titans. Good for him. So excited.
Tighten
he
up.
Dropped a lot too, right? Yeah. He went way later than we all thought he would.
Crazy.
Yeah, you're a Titans fan. Are you excited about
so stoked.
Getting this kid?
Yes, let's let the Malik Willis era start today.
Let's do it. Okay, so Ryan Tannehill clearly a little bit grumpy about the situation. I don't know what's going on. I thought that this was really like immature. He said, I don't think it's my job to mentor him, but if he learns from me along the way, then that's a great thing. I don't want my quarterback to be like that.
That's horrible.
Well,
how old is Ryan Tannehill?
34.
34.
I can't believe you knew that.
Well, he's obsessed.
This is his job. We've been talking a lot about the QB position in Titans land this
offseason. Yeah, sure.
And now we got a new one. I think the quote, hearing him say it, comes off better than the way it's like just read.
How does he say it? How does he say it? In what tone?
Because he also says that he texted with Malik and like was excited to get to work with him. And he says like, you know, when you're in the quarterback room, like you're always competing against each other. And, you know, I don't think it's my job to mentor him, but if he learns something along the way, then that's great for the team, kind of mentality. Like, it's not necessarily what you want your quarterback to say. You want him to be like, yeah.
No, if I were Malik, I'd be like, ooh, okay, I won't be calling him, asking him for some advice.
Eli Manning said the same thing about Daniel Jones, Joe Flacco, about Lamar Jackson, Ben Roethlisberger, about all the quarterbacks that Pittsburgh drafted.
Yeah,
while
none
he was
of those
there.
Guys really strike me as like a fun.
Aaron Rodgers about Jordan Love.
Aaron Rodgers just doesn't
Brett
say
Favre it. About Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers obviously had some problems with the Jordan Love of it all. Yeah, I mean.
It's kind of like
it
a
is,
thing.
It is a lot to ask them, I guess, to rise above and be like, just be okay that this person's going to try and steal your job. Right. That is a lot to ask of a person. And like, in what world does anybody have to do this outside of football?
Right. Well, Ryan Fitzpatrick was cool with Tua, right? He was like, this kid's
once
the
you
future.
Yeah, but Ryan Fitzpatrick's a special guy.
Yeah, once you reach a certain part of your love. Career, too, where you like know that you're a mentor / backup, then you start thinking of it that way. But
I think when you're a little bit later on in your career, like Kurt Warner had the perfect response. Can you read the
Kurt Warner
tweet that he had?
Tweeted, I'll never understand the I'm not here to mentor the next guy mentality. So for all you young quarterbacks that need a mentor, DM me and I'll be that guy. Happy to help in any way I can.
Yeah, but it's different because Kurt's retired. Kurt's moved on to this like next phase
of
his life.
Nice
Kurt's awesome.
Say.
Oh my God, totally. Kurt's the best. But I do, yeah, you know what, maybe on second thought, I think differently about this. It would be weird for anybody to, like, if some young comedian joined NFL Network and started doing sketches and, like, was killing it, like, I don't know, I'd be a little like, what the hell?
They also didn't say, are you going to mentor? They didn't ask him, like, are you going to mentor Malik Willis? And he was like, well, I don't think it's my job. He kind of brought this up out of nowhere. So on that standpoint, it's like, you didn't have to say that,
right? Yeah.
Just
you could have just
anything.
Not, yeah.
Less is more.
Less right. is more, I guess. And a leadership, a true leader leads by leading, right? Not by like talking about what he's going to do. That's why Ryan Fitzpatrick is so great.
Yeah, and
he's
it's
just
different.
Such a good dude.
Tannehill isn't a second or third year guy. He's a veteran.
Yeah, he's been here for
so
a
it's not like if you're young. And
also,
then
maybe he doesn't
want to
step
not.
On any toes. Maybe he doesn't want to think like Malik Willis, I'm your mentor now. Hi, nice to meet you. You follow in my footsteps. Like, Malik's a grown man. Like, he's going to be able to figure out what he's... Sure, he's new, but he's still, you know.
Right.
I'm pro-mentors.
You're pro... I'm pro-mentors.
I'm
pro-mentors. Who's your mentor? Me?
Yeah. Pete.
Pete?
Are the Titans in a rebuild now? Because they have a rookie
are
quarterback?
Are you feeling good after your draft?
They got rid of A.J. Brown.
I hate that they traded A.J. Brown, although the more that comes out about it, the more it feels like they salvaged a horrible situation that maybe they created with A.J. Brown. I don't know. It's all messy. But I don't know if we're in a rebuild. I don't know if the Titans are in a rebuild or if they, like, I don't know if this is going to play out like this, but they maybe hope they can do a Kansas City Alex Smith to Patrick Mahomes style transition. Like,
yeah.
Still be a playoff team, and then the young guy comes in and he's
amazing.
What you needed to go win Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also a third round pick. Like, how often do third round quarterbacks really
get? Well, I mean, I think this draft is just weird. Like, I don't think that you can look at it like that. Like, everyone, I guess, had other needs this year. But I still can't believe that Baker didn't end up somewhere. We were just talking about this before we started recording. I'm kind of bummed for him. Like, I feel like he wanted, obviously, to land somewhere before the summer and then start to prep with whatever team he's going to go to. And there were so many fits for him, I think. Like, Carolina seemed to be very interested in the Baker Mayfield market. And then they picked up Matt Corral, right? Seahawks, obviously, pretty clear fit. But now he's just in purgatory. So, like, what happens now? Is he going to have to go back to Cleveland?
I think.
And, like, sit on the bench?
That would be so awkward.
That would be so sad. Also, who knows if Deshaun Watson's even going to be able to play at the start of the season. So, would he be forced to play? Like, or is Jacoby going to be their starting quarterback? Like, what?
Yeah, I think other teams know that the Browns' hands are tied, and they're just going to wait and see how it plays out, because there's no reason to give up a lot for him. The Browns have to pay him all that money, and if they want to cut him, the Steelers, remember they said they'd pick him up the next day?
Yeah.
So
messy.
So messy. Why did Cleveland do it this way? Such a poor way to handle. Poor Baker. I mean,
across the board.
No matter what you feel about, like, Baker, whether you like him or don't like him, I know he's polarizing, but this is a terrible situation for him. Like,
I would so love to be a fly on the wall. Like, are they panicking at this point? Is this what they expected to happen?
It's like when you say bye to someone and then
they go in the same direction. Yeah. It's like
you almost like want to turn around.
It's very that vibe.
It's so incredibly awkward.
Oh no. Okay, some of the good things that I saw. So Brady is shooting this movie right now, 80 to Brady. And it sounds like it's a lot of fun. It sounds like it's going well. The premise for this movie, if I remember correctly, when this first got leaked, was there's a bunch of old ladies who are 80 that want to see Brady before, you know, they can't see Brady anymore. And so they travel and watch. So, but he's like legit in this movie. It's going to be a lot of fun. He's looking jacked. So I just can't wait to see his like legit acting chops. I hope it's not just like him, you know, being Tom Brady on the field. Like, I hope there's interaction. I hope he has a script. I hope he has like lines to memorize. How do you guys think he's going to do?
I think he'll do great.
I think he will be good.
You think he's going to be a sneaky good actor?
Yeah.
Do you think that if he's good, that this is going to open up more opportunities and then Brady's going to retire and become like an actor?
I wouldn't go that far. I think he'll be better than LeBron.
I think that he might be too famous as, you know, like Tom Cruise is obviously famous for being Tom Cruise, but he is an actor. Like, Tom Brady is just so famous as Tom Brady. I don't think anyone would ever be able to see him as anybody else but Tom Brady.
I think it could kickstart a thing where he plays himself more frequently.
Yeah, but that's going to get tired. That's going to get old really quickly.
True.
The Rock is just like totally cemented the post-athletic career.
Right.
Acting career.
In Brady's Instagram post, he shouted out The Rock and he said, "I'm free until August if you need any help with stunts."
Yeah, and then The Rock says, "Looking like a specimen, brother." Oh, why do men talk to each other that way? Speaking of men talking to each other, Gronk has said that he will come back and play, I guess, in the NFL with the Bucks if Edelman joins. What is going on? Do you guys think that that could happen? I saw that there was a photo of them in like a hot tub together. It was very cute. Gronk's beach party that happened in Vegas. I was invited. I said no.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Casual.
I was like, I've been to Gronk's parties before. I don't need to be feeling the way that I'm going to be feeling the next day.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not, right? If he's in shape, which I'm sure he is. I saw him walking down the street in December and he looked great. Pete absolutely made a fool of himself. Jules, I love you, man.
Oh, no.
And he goes, "Hey." And I was just like, oh, Jesus.
That's so awkward.
I called him Jules, like they're on a friendly basis. And it was fun. Pete was just grinning from ear to ear the rest of the night. So dorky. Anyways, those are some of the best and worst things that I saw this past week. I'm trying to think if I saw anything sketch in Vegas. Just, the scene in Vegas is a little dicey. If anyone's trying to like be an improv and character work, you could go to Vegas and people watch for like an hour and you'll find like your whole cast of characters. It's
I like
wild.
That. That's great advice.
So last week, let's get to the end of this thing. Let's kick off a team, shall we? Last week, Mo, you missed this. We killed off the Cowboys and the Falcons.
I listened.
Gone. donezo. Jets still in the mix. Hansa won't stop texting me about the Jets. Now I'm almost regretting keeping them in the mix if I have to deal with these shenanigans the whole
They had a great draft.
They did. That's why I was getting all these texts.
Best corner, best receiver, best running back.
I know. It could be on the way up for the Jets. I'm saying I promised I'd keep them alive for the next few weeks. Who do we have left, Graver? Can you like rattle off a couple of names?
Oh yeah.
Who do we got still alive? Start with the best teams.
The best teams?
Yeah.
It's very subjective. The Packers, the Bengals were in the Super Bowl. They must be pretty good. The Chiefs.
Interesting.
The Bucks.
The Chiefs are still alive.
The Bills.
I thought I got rid of them.
The Ravens, the Broncos, the Steelers, the Chargers, the Raiders, the Colts, the Washington Commanders, the Vikings, the Bears, the Giants, the Panthers, the Falcons, the Saints, the Lions.
I think I know what I'm going to do.
The Eagles, the Niners.
You can stop. Okay, I'll let you into my brain right now. I'm thinking it's between the Chiefs this week. Just because they don't need another fan. I'm trying to get rid of all of the really good teams because it's just too bandwagony and that's not interesting to me.
Yeah.
Chiefs are definitely on the chopping block. Another team that I'm kind of anti right now is Washington because of their name choice. Commanders is not doing it for me. I know it's not doing it for a lot of people. Washington football team was a beautiful name. It was very soccer. Mm-hmm. It was very other football. And agreed. I really dug that. Kind of like, got into my old roots. If it was Washington football team, I feel like I could stick around a little bit longer. But Chiefs and Washington football team. Mo, it's your month. I'll let you decide.
Washington
Commanders. Oh, I'm so sorry. You've come to the end of your road. I will no longer be romantically involved with you. And you will not be receiving a rose this week. Thanks to Melon, not me.
That's three eliminations in a row that you've let fate decide for you.
Well, I feel like I'm surrounded by people who have my best interests at heart. I gave you two options that I wanted to get rid of.
Of course.
Not to, allude to next week's person. No, I'll switch it up. Who are we thinking? It's kind of fun, though, because, if I let some people decide, there could be somebody that's top of mind that...
They'll make the decision for you if there's like a top...
I'm a big believer in things happening for a reason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think that we just have to let go and let God.
Do you have a front runner?
I have three.
Okay.
Yeah. Which I'm not going to tell you guys. It'll ruin the whole thing.
Okay.
But I have three.
Nice.
I have three teams that I would be happy with.
So we'll slowly eliminate all the other teams until
we will slowly. There's going to be some shocks, guys. There's going to be some.
But something can happen.
There's going to be some callers into the show that are not going to be pleased.
Interesting.
Nobody cares.
The DMs are open.
My DMs are open. Yes. Okay. So before we go, let me just reiterate. It is Mental Health Month. If you guys are going through stuff, my DMs are the most open that they have ever been. I will try to get to everybody's messages. I love you guys. Everything's going to be okay. We are all in this together. The Benched with Benetta. Fam, shout outs to Mohan. I don't think I want to give shout outs to Graver this week.
That seems fair.
Well, you've clearly shown us where you stand. So
this is my
favorite. Sorry we have to twist your arm to come in here every single week and record this podcast.
Thanks for making time for us, Justin.
Yeah, thanks for making time today, Justin.
I will always make time in my busy schedule.
Subscribe to the podcast. Watch it on YouTube, youtube.com/NFL podcast. You can see us in person in our studio, in our cute little studio, wearing our cute little outfits. And follow us on Instagram and Twitter @benched_pod to see the videos and the clips that we're talking about. And as always, you can see Mohan being uncomfortable in front of the camera, which is why I show up every single week. I think that's going to be our sign off every week, is just to reiterate that you hate Dan.
My favorite part about when you say that is that he immediately gets 15 times more uncomfortable.
It just completely shuts down. That's why I keep on doing it and will keep on doing it. We love you guys. See you next week.
Peace.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Did you catch season 3 of This Is Digital? Season 3 of This Is Digital goes behind the scenes to reveal how digital trends show up in everyday decisions and actions, including digital lessons from the EV revolution and the chief digital officer's role in disruption and culture, featuring guests like Ekta Chopra of Elf Beauty and Tyson Jomini of JD Power. Do you have a digital mindset? Find out by checking out the latest and greatest on season 3 of This Is Digital and learn more at westmonroe.com.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.